left off with the Yeshua's kasha. So I'll tell you the Avinez's teretz, but Avinez's teretz, you have to preface it. A kasha of Avinu Milum. Avinu Milum's question is actually more fundamental than the Bnei Yeshua's question. Bnei Yeshua's question is not so terrible, Bnei Yeshua himself is a pleasure to answer. But the Avinu Milum in Lamed Aleph Zion has a different question. Kasha in the Mishnah, he remains by a question. The question comes from two rounds. First of all, there's a round in Daf Ches. Gemara talks about the idea of Ludidi Shavali, that a person can give a kohen less than a shavah prut, rather shavah kesef. You can be pidyon ben can be done with shavah kesef. Taisa talks about pidyon ben can be done with shavah kesef. Whereas a brisa, you give a talis for pidyon ben, or an egel for pidyon ben. Egel is a pidyon beni. So the chayav has to be with chamish shloim. The Gemara says Rav Kana shakel sudra be pidyon ben. Rav Kana took for pidyon ben. He took a kerchief. Something you can wear on your head. Even though it wasn't worth Chamesh Shloim, so Rav Kana said, but Lididi Shavah Chamesh Shloim. By me, it's worth Chamesh Shloim. From here, we have a concept of Lididi Shavah Lividi. A person can say, I evaluated whatever I think is worth to me, this is what it's worth. Then that has validity. And if by Rav Kana it's worth Chamesh Shloim, Rav Kana said it's worth Bayim Chamesh Shloim, so he was able to Mekabel it B'Toras Chamesh Shloim. So the Ran over there says that this idea of Ludidi Shavali has two conditions. First of all, it says the Ran's not sure about this, but at least the Ran is inclined to say that it has to be something that L'chatchila was worth the Shavah Pruta. It wasn't worth Chamesh Shloim. So for that you could say it was worth only two Shloim, let's say. So for that you could say Ludidi Shavah Chamesh Shloim. But something that's not a Shavah Pruta at all, you can't say, well, Ludidi, it's worth the Pruta. Number one, he said in the Ran. Again, the Ran is not 100% sure about it, but he's likely to say that. At least in Besupik about it. And then the Ran says another thing, that it only works, say, Rav Kana, Shokol Chomesh Loim, Shokol Sudra as Chomesh Loim, it only works if we know that Rav Kana was talking the practice, since he needed a suda so badly, he was wrong, he couldn't walk out bareheaded. So Rav Kana was talking the practice of overpaying for a suda. He was in the practice, he was darker with the uncle's darker lihis yaker. Rav Kana would splurge on a suda, because since for him it was a very important thing, if he had to overpay for it, so he was willing to do it. So then Rav Kana, or a person who we know is like Rav Kana in that respect, could say lididi shavali. But if a person would ever dream of paying Chomesh Shloim for a Suddar, but she's going to say arbitrarily, the Dishavali, so the Ram says that doesn't mean anything. That's the side of the Ram. Meister Ram, and that Mekudus Chaylik, the Ram says anybody can say the Dishavali. But the Ram, Akapanav, holds that the Dishavali has to have some kind of, has to be moored in some objective mitzvahs. And not only that, but by Kiddushin, he says, if you, not only that, says the Ram, one second, let me make sure about this. Where's the Ram? The Dafi Arid. Yeah, the Seder Dvarim, the Ram is the other way around. First, the Ram says you need Darkul Yisyakir. And if it's not Darkul Yisyakir, the Ram doesn't say this, but the Ram says he thinks you need it Darkul Yisyakir. Then the Ram says, I'm not sure if it works by Pochus Mishavar Putu. He says, for example, by Kiddushin, if a woman, if we've been Kaddish, a woman with Pochus Mishavar Putu, and she would say, Ludidi Shavar Putu, would that work or not? So the Ram says he's Masufik. If you can make something out of nothing, if Ludidi Shavar is powerful enough, that if a woman, and even if it's Darkul Yisyakir, maybe it doesn't mean anything and it's not effective. The Ran adds, Im Tim Soleima, that does work. And by Kiddushin, you could say, L'didishavali, if it's Dakar Liz Yaker, if she's in the practice of paying for this to her, whatever it is, paying more than a puta, but it would at least have to be that they didn't know it, that it's Dakar Liz Yaker. But if Adam don't know that it's Dakar Liz Yaker, but we later on discover that it's Dakar Liz Yaker, then it's like Kitchen B'Shalay B'Fnei Adam. Because as far as the Adam saw, there was Kiddushin Prophet Mishavar Puta, they didn't have the information that she's Dakar Liz Yaker. That's the Ran. That's Ran number one. Then, Ran number two, isn't that for Yud Beis? The Gemara says, Chista says, that Kitcha B'Tomorrah, I think it's Rav Chista, Kitcha B'Tomorrah, even though the Tomorrah is worth less than a Pruta, but she's Chashin L'Kiddushin Shem HaShavar Pruta B'Mada. Maybe in Mada they don't have somebody tomorrow, and over there maybe it is worth a Shavar Pruta. Fact the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, well, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that if you have Kaddish, the pachus mishover puto is that kiddushin is only be puto mishover puto. Implies that if you makadish with something that's not worth the puto, it's ainu mekudeshes. Hashem mishover puto b'malek. Says the Gemara, but how be kiddushin vade, how be kiddushin sofek. The Mishnah just means for kiddushin vade you have to mishover puto, but for kiddushin sofek you don't have to have mishover puto because you're always chayish Hashem mishover puto b'malek. That's the word that you base. So some yishayim hold that's only din derabon. With the rice, there's no question. The valuation has to be what it's worth over here. Here's what it's worth in Madai. But over here, location, location, location. Everything is location. Over here, it's only worth a puta. Only here, over here, it's not worth a puta. So this chash shemesh of a puta in Madai is a din derabanan. Somebody's going to come from Madai and see this not mekudeshes. They'll think you don't know that a puta is not enough. But it's really it's not. I mean, the rice is not. There's no such thing. But the Rambam and the Ran, they all know it works with the rice. The din deraisa shemesh of a puta in Madai. The Rambam has a stipulation. But it has to be something that you could actually get to Madai, something that's so perishable that you, by the time you get to Madai, it's not going to be it's going to be rotten. So then you wouldn't say Shem HaShavar Puta B'Madai. You have to be able to actually take it to Madai and sell it. But it's a din derais apparently, according to the Rambam. And the Rambam says B'Feirush, it's a din derais. So the Rambam is masbir. Why is it talking a din derais? Over here it's not worth the puta. So what difference does it make that in Madai it's worth the puta? On the moon it's worth the puta, but over here it's not worth the puta. Says the Rambam, a whole hesbir. It's worth looking at the right inside. The lashon is going to be important. Let's turn back to the base. And in my Gemara, I've always had the Gemara, it's in Daf Tezvav with Aleph in the Daf Be'erif. If you have old-fashioned Gemara, it's in Daf, I think it's in Daf Vav in the Daf Be'erif. So the Ran says at the end of the whole Arichus over here, it says the Ran, L'tichuch nearly, V'yishover putu b'madei kiddushin t'ayrehen. It's kiddushin, if it's shover putu, we don't know, but it's shem shover putu b'madei. But if in fact it's shover putu b'madei, then it's kiddushin t'ayrehen. The kevun shehi nisratze behem, since she was misrasa to be makabel this tomorrow, v'shavin puta beizemokum, and somewhere in the world it's worth a puta. Ilu yodu ha'edim shadarka lasi puta v'ayse dova. If the edim know, if the edim would know that it's darka lias yaker, because that's the round thing, you have to have darka, the edim have to know that it's darka lias yaker. If the edim would know that it's darka lias yaker, havale kilu omro l'didi shavale. So it's likely didi shavali. Can I mean like Avichai Shloim Shul Pitim B'Chor? So it says in the Zran Kilu that there's a tzira between two things. The Kabbalah Sakidushin. First of all, it's worth the Kabbalah Sakidushin is likely didi shavali, and she's makabalus tomorrow, so it's like she's saying didi shavali. And b'madai it really is shavah dinner, shavah puta rather. B'madai really is a shavah puta. So, he says three things around. So how to put them all together? He says the mice and madai it's worth a puta. Then he says and ilu yodu haidim shadakul is yaker. Dot dot dot. Ilu yodu haidim shadakul is yaker. Dot dot dot. We have to put this in exactly the lashon. And then he says, Havale kilu oku kilu omro ledidi shavale. So what's the tzir fadvam here in the Ran? These three elements in the Ran. He's putting there three elements. It's shavu pshut kutu b'madai. It's kilu omro ledidi shavale. The Kabbalah is kilu omro ledidi shavale. And then he has a phrase in the middle, ilu yoda edim shadarkele ziyafet. So the Avnei Miluim assumes that pshat in the Ran is as follows. That the Ran is saying like this. The Ran is l'shitoso earlier in Daf Ches. The Ran holds in Daf Ches that l'didi shove does not work. The Ran wasn't sure about it in Daf Ches. But here the Ran is going apparently that if that l'didi shove does not work on less than a shove putta. Because if l'didi shove would work on less than a shove putta, then end the story. I don't need shove shem a shove putta b'mabe. It's l'didi shove and then it's worth a putta. It's worth less than a... Stop right there. If the Kabbalah Sekidushin is Kilo Omer Lidi Shavali, so that's enough. The answer is no. The Ran's the Shitosa that in a Pachas Mishavu Putu, you can't say Lidi Shavali. Because you have to have, you can't make something out of nothing. If it's not worth a Putu, you can't make it into a Putu even with Lidi Shavali. Because if it doesn't have a Teres Moment, then Lidi Shavali is not going to give it a Teres Moment. It says that in the Milu and Pshat in the Ran, for that it helps that a Shavu Putu B'mana. In Mada, it is worth a putta. So a terrorist moment it has. But the mice over here, it's not worth a putta. For that already, we say we did shavuot. And then what's this line in the middle in the round that ilu yodo ha'edim shadakul is yakin? Zavni Milum assumes he's saying it a kimto. That the din of Shema Shavar Putta B'Madai, since it's based according to the Ran on the idea of Lididi Shavali, and the sheet of the Ran is that we only say Lididi Shavali when in fact it's Darkalis Yaakov, when she really does overspend for these things. So it must be that Rav Chisda was talking, when Rav Chisda said Shema Shavar Putta B'Madai, was talking about a case where this woman overpays for tomorrow. She sometimes does spend the Putta on tomorrow, because otherwise you can't say Lididi Shavali. So Bela, that's the mix, that's what the Ran has said. The Ran is saying, when Rav Chisda said that Shemesh Shavu Putu B'Madai, he's talking about a woman who's darkeless yakeh. And therefore, we can apply over the concept of Lididi Shavali. But Lididi Shavali has a problem, because Lididi Shavali doesn't work on something which objectively is not worth a Shavu Putu. Doesn't have a Teres Moment. So for that it helps, but in Madai it is a Shavu Putu. So Mele, since in Madai it's a Shavu Putu, so it has a Teres Moment. Elamai over here, it's not worth a Putu. Well, it's darkeless yakeh, we can say Lididi Shavali. That's what the Ran explains. That's the Avnei Milum rather explains Pshat in the Ran. Chayda loved this that Avnei Milum is saying. He doesn't exactly spell it out. He's come out saying it beferish, but if you translate it into our Yeshivish terminology, what the Avnei Milum is saying is that there's two dinim in Shavu Putu. That we require Shavu Putu by Kiddushin, it has two elements. First of all, less than a Shavu Putu doesn't have a Teres Moment. It's not Kesef. And you can only make Kaddish with Kesef. Less than Shavu Putu is not Kesef. It's not Mammon. Number two, there's also a halacha that you have to have a Shir Putu. That the Shir that you need, the Shir Shavis that you need to be Mekadosh Nisha is a Putu. Presumably because the Gemara said later on by Chalipin that Chalipin is no good because Isha V'Pochus Mishavu Putu L'Miknaya Nafshu. So a woman to be misratz in kedusha, the shear reaches you for kedusha and Shavu Putu. Women are not misken, are not. So that creates a Shir Shavu Putu. It's two dinim. Less than a Shavu Putu is not Mammon at all. And Kol HaTorah Kulo is not Mammon. And number two, specifically by Kiddushin, there's a Shir that you have to have a Shir Putu. So for the Torah, it's a Mammon Shavoy. For the Torah, it's a Mammon Shavoy. It helps the Shavu Putu B'Malai. If somewhere in the world it has a Torah's Mammon, if somewhere in the world people pay a Putu for it, so it has a Torah's Mammon. And it has a Torah's Mammon already everywhere, because you could take it to Madai and you sell it, so it has a Torah's Mammon. But that doesn't help for the Shir Putu. The Meiser right now over here is not worth a putta. And there's a sheer putta that we have to have. For the sheer putta, you could say Lididi Shavali. Just like for the sheer of Chomesh Shloim, you could say Lididi Shavali Chomesh Shloim, provided it's Darkel Yisyake. That's not, it has to be Darkel Yisyake. Says the Rat, so here it's also talking about Darkel Yisyake. So for the sheer putta, since she does sometimes send the putta on tomorrow, and she says with the Kabbalah, she's saying Lididi Shavali, so Mela, I have a sheer putta. And that's the Tzir of Hadvarim in the Ran. I need a Shavu Putu B'Madai to take care of the Torah's Mammon. Because I need without if it doesn't have a Putu, it doesn't have a Torah's Mammon. No, but in Madai it has a Torah's Mammon, so it has a Torah's Mammon everywhere. But what about the Shir Putu? there's an objective. The sheer pruta presumably is measured by over here. Like chomish shleim is measured over here. What does it have that it's chomish shleim and madai? But over here it's not chomish shleim. You have to be played with something that's worth chomish shleim over here. For that we have the soil of the dishalali. Provided that the edim know that it's dark, it's yaka. That's how the Nilum explains the right. Now, if that's the case, the chayyim we could ask. He asked the Avnei Milulim. This is not his main kashi. We're just getting to the main kashi. But he asked the Avnei Milulim. The Gemara asks an Avchisto, but the Mishnah says that you need to have a shover puto. Prochus from shover puto is no good. The Gemara answers, Habik Dushivadi, Habik Dushisofik. What's the Gemara's kasha? Let the Gemara answer that the Mishnah is talking about where it's not dark, it's yake. If it's not dark, it's yake, you can't say Lididi Shavali. And everything's based on Lididi Shavali. Let the Gemara say approach it to Terence. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it's not dark, it's yake. Says that in the Milulim, you have to say that the Gemara assumes for the Poshut that the Mishnah that says that you need to shover puto includes cases of dark, it's yake. So mainly that's why the Gemara says, the Gemara just assumed. That the Mishnah is talking about a case, or at least is including cases. Mishnah says, stop. You need to have a shover puto. Less than shover puto is no good. Presumably, even if it's the Akilis Yaka. Ask the Gemara, but what happened to Ludi Shavali? What happened to Shem Shover Puto B'Malai? The Gemara says, in a Chanami, the Mishnah is only talking about Kedushi Vadi, Kedushi Sofik, Kitaka Hav. Even with less. That's Shem Shover Puto B'Malai. So now, here we come to the main question of the Avnei Milulim. So now, it says the Avnei Milulim. So what would be, so it says like this, what about going to Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai have a Shia Dina. But even Beis Shammai agree that in Kol HaTorah Kulo, less than a Dina has a Torah's moment. It's not that Beis Shammai holds in Kol HaTorah Kulo, less than a Dina is not moment. For Hashavas Habeda, for other halachas, for Gezel, Beis Shammai also give you the Shia Puta. Like Kiddushin, Beis Shammai have a new Shia that you have to have a Shavah Dina. The Gemara talks about it. Later on, what's the reason for Beis Shammai, Machlekes Reb Zeira and Reb Yosef, I think. Reb Zeira says because it's a bizarion for it to miskadosh with less than a dinner. Well, yes, and that. What about Bansa Reb Yana? They wouldn't be miskadosh with less than a fortune. So the Gemara says, well, Kitsha Belaila. And then the Gemara says, Reb Yosef says, no, it's exactly kosov. Kesef, kol kesef, omer b'tor, is kesef tsuri. And there were no matbeis in Suri that were of a puto, so melum taris and kesef. It must have meant a dinner. The jesa kosev that the kesef of kiddushin is a dinner. Back upon him, Beis Shammai for sure. The sheer dinner that Beis Shammai said is not a sheer in taris moment. Moment you have even with less than a dinner. It's a sheer kiddushin. The sheer of kiddushin is dinner. Ask that miluim. So why is less than a dinner no good? The Mishnah says you have to have a Shavah Dina. So we'll say it's Habuk to Shavah Dina, Habuk to Shavah Dina, but at least it's not Kiddush Shavah Dina. Less than a Shavah Dina is not Kiddush Shavah Dina. Es Tav Nemiluim. Less than a Dina should be Kiddush Shavah Dina. Because even if it's not worth a Dina and Madai, but they have the Didi Shavali. Remember, the Rav said that you have two things over here that they work together. You have to have Shem Shover Puto B'Madai because otherwise it doesn't have a terrorist moment. And then you have once you have a terrorist moment, then you say Lididi Shovali. Well, less than a dinner anyway has a terrorist moment. I don't need Shover Dinner B'Madai to give it a terrorist moment. Shover Puto has a terrorist moment. But Shami also agrees to that. So why do I have to have a dinner? Because I need a sheer dinner. The same way I need a sheer Chomish Shloim by Pidyon Eben. I need a sheer dinner. But by Kiddushin. But for a sheer, you can say Lididi Shavali. So when a woman is mekabel a pochas midinner for kiddushin, so since the Ran says that the kabbalah of kiddushin is like Lididi Shavali, so it's kilu she's saying Lididi Shavali dinner. So it should be kiddushivale. Elamai, maybe you'll tell me that it's not talking about Dakar Lisiaka. It can't be. That the Mishnah must be talking about a case of Dakar Lisyaka, or at least is also talking about a case of Dakar Lisyaka. We see from the Gemara. Otherwise, the Gemara never had a kashan of Chizkin in the first place from the Mishnah. We see the Gemara takes for granted that the Mishnah is talking about a case, or at least also talking about a case of Dakar Lisyaka. So if it's Dakar Lisyaka, and the Kabbalah of Kiddushin is like she's saying Lididi Shavali, so if she says Lididi Shavali in a Pelchas Medina, so for her it's worth a dinner, so why shouldn't it be good? So the kids said, Arnimula is asking, so Bam Kasha and Bishamai. How does Bishamai say that you don't have Kiddush Shevadei with Pachas Medina? It should be Kiddush Shevadei. Because I don't need Shavah Dinah B'Madei, even if it's not Shavah Dinah B'Madei. It's not Shavah Dinah anywhere. But it's Shavah Dinah to her. If it's Shavah Dinah to her, so it's like Chomish Leim, it's like for the Kainitz, where it's like for Rav Kana, it was Shavah Chomish Leim to Rav Kana. The Kabbalah Sekidushin is Kilo Omer, that it's with the Shavah. Bishlum Beis Hillel. If it's not Shavah Dinah B'Madei, if that Shavah put to B'Madei, then it doesn't have a Teres Moment at all. So the Shavah doesn't work. So I need Shema Shavah put to B'Madei, that it should have a Teres Moment. And then the Shavah could kick in. But if Bishamit anyway has a Teres Moment, asked the Avnei Miluim. So what's missing? The Shia Dinah. For the Shia Dinah, I have the Shavah. This is the Kasha of Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim remains by a Kasha. It doesn't say a Teres. Sorry, I can't say that one. It's already said just like a Kasha. So what would you say to such a kasha? Probably still have the Nezer anyway, but the Nezer is the first of this kasha.
Can you say that by Rizer it's an objective kapeda, and therefore there's technically no ratzon by the woman, and then it's not lididi? The whole sparrow is that you need a ratzon by the woman, and therefore it's lididi. But according to Rizer, there's an objective kapeda, so it's not really...
What do you mean objective kapeda?
Meaning, we say that a woman is makbid, not to get the tibizon, to get married by less than... a dinar. That's according to Rabbi Shammai. So you're going to say that it's not really ratzon. She doesn't really want to get married by that because we're saying, or they're saying that she's matkin after.
How does she put this also because he should probably have put the limit by half, and yet it helps to the shoveling? So the Nezim of Falco, because it's one Saturday morning, there's so much Kishavalaila, so then there's no little Shavali, because she doesn't know that it's less than a dinner that she said with the Shavali. So he says, fine, but what about the other truths in the world? Morris is masculine, Morris, he don't need to, he doesn't need to know until Kishavalaila. Right? That's Sukkot, don't add enough. We don't have to get into that nitty gritty. The bottom line is that he has this problem. Says the Avni Nezer, I don't think Avni Nezer quotes the Avni Milo, but he's, maybe he does. I remember, does anybody know? Anybody saw the Avni Nezer? I mean, I really, just by way of a show of hands, anybody see that name?
Yeah.
He quotes that one. Okay. Says the Avni Nezer that he thinks the answer is that by a putov, why is there a shir putov by kiddushin? Why is the shir kiddushin in putov? Because he should proclaim shir putov in the Taya Nacho. A woman would not normally be miskadeshes with less than a putta. Says Avni Nezer. So when a woman takes a less than a putta as kiddushin, since the fact is that a woman would not be miskadeshes with pachas mishav putta, but here you have this woman who says she's dealing with miskadeshes with pachas mishav putta. So that we interpret as lididi shalal. Since human nature is that a woman won't be miskadeshes with pachas mishav putta, so if she takes a pachas mishav putta with teres kiddushin, then that's kilu omer lididi shalal. Because otherwise, what she's doing doesn't make any sense. Why are you taking less than a putta if women are not miskadeshes pachas mishav putta? Terence says, because by you it's a putta, so that's the shavali. Mashenkin the shir dinner says that the shir dinner in maskanas of Gemara is that the shir dinner is exeris hakosuf because kol kesef on the teres kesef suri, and in sur they didn't have coins that were a putta. So kitzel is exeris hakosuf that you have to have a shir dinner. No, because otherwise they don't know that it's kiddushin. So that's a shir be'am. It's exactly a kosov that the shir kiddushin is bedinah. So now, if a woman takes less than a dinner tomorrow, she takes less than she takes something which is worth less than a dinner. B'tayrus kiddushin. There's no anan sadi that she's saying with the dish shavli dinner. The anan sadi is that she doesn't know the halacha maybe that a woman's not miskadeshes b'kachas bedinah. But there's no anansari that she values this as a dinner. Maybe she doesn't value it as a dinner. But she's willing to be miskadeshes for less than a dinner. To say that she's willing to be miskadeshes for less than a putta we can't do, because isha v'pochas m'shov v'putta loy m'knaya nafsho. So when a woman takes something that's worth less than a putta for kiddushin, it's anansari that she must be evaluating it at a putta. But there's no anan sadi that a woman's not miskadeshes b'pochas medina. At least the maskanas the Gemara by Beishamai. The reason why Beishamai say that you need to have a dinner is not because there's an ansadi that women wouldn't be miskadeshes for less than a dinner. Women would be miskadeshes for less than a miskadeshes for less than a dinner. But there's exeris hakosuv. You have to have a dinner. So if this woman took less than a dinner, so fine. So she doesn't know about the exeris hakosuv. But there's no lidi. You know, I don't see here a lidi shavali. Meila says that avnei miluim that by Beishamai there's no lidi shavali. If there's no lady shovel, then you have to have a shiur din. That's how the Avnei Nezer is mitaretz the kasha of the Avnei Minu. Let's go over this again, because this is Mamashi, so I just think of it. We have a Gemara that says Shem Shomer Putu B'Mamay. That even by Pochus Mishomer Putu, if a woman is Makabal tomorrow, less than a Shomer Putu, Chayshin and Shema Shavu Putu B'Mad. Either the Mishnah says that you have to have a Shavu Putu, says the Gemara Habakkut Shivadi Habakkut Shisof. The Ran explains that it's a din der Isa. That if it's Shavu Putu B'Madai, if we don't know, but if it's Shavu Putu B'Madai, then she's Mekadeshes B'Teres Vadai. And since we don't know, maybe Shavu Shema Shavu Putu B'Madai, so she's Mekadeshes Misof. Says the Ran, why is that so? So the Ran says it's predicated on two legs. Number one, the way the Avnei Minu explains the Ran. Number one, there's a Lididi Shavali, because the Kabbalah is a Kiddushin we interpret as Lididi Shavali. The Ran adds, because it must be talking about a case where she's Darkalis Yaker, because otherwise you don't have Lididi Shavali. It doesn't work Lididi Shavali, so you need Darkalis Yaker. Okay? So we're talking about a case where it's Darkalis Yaker. But a Kapponim, we have your Lididi Shavali. But Lididi Shavali doesn't work unless in Shavar Putto. Lidi Shavali doesn't make something out of nothing. So for that we have the other leg, but in Mare it is worth the Putta. So since in Mare it's worth the Putta, so over here she can say Lidi Shavali, and the Kabbalah Sekilushin is Lidi Shavali, and that's the idea of Shetz, and that's the Pshat and Shem Shavu Shavu Putta B'Mata. That's how the Avnei Miluim understands the Ram. And we added, what's the Havon in that? Because there's two Dinim in Putta. There's one, then you have to have a Teres Momen. For that it's enough that Shem Shavu. For that Lidi Shavali won't help. Lidi Shavali can't give a Torah's moment something which is not moment. But for that Shavu Putu B'Made helps. Shavu Putu B'Made provides, and now it has a din moment. But then there's another aloch, you have to have a Shia Putu. A Shia Putu is like a Shia Chomish Shloim. For that, if it's Dakalis Yakish, you can say Lidi Shavali. That's how the Avnei Miluim explains the Ram. Based on that, says the Avnei Miluim, that the Chorit's Poshut, that according to Beishamai, you don't need shove a dinner b'madai because it has a Torah's moment anyway. All you have to have is a sheer dinner. For a sheer dinner, she could say Lididi Shavali. So therefore, ask the Avnei Miluim, even if it's not worth a dinner, she should be Mekudeshes B'Teres Vadai, because by being Mekabel Kiddushin, she is saying Lididi Shavali. And maybe it's not talking about Darkalis Yaker, but it's Mukhav from the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about Darkalis Yaker. That's the Avnei Miluim's Kasha. Comes says the answer to the Avnei Nezer that all the pieces are right, all the hanochas are right, but the one thing is wrong. Being mekabel pochas midiner is not saying lididi shavali. For a woman to take less than her puta is ki'ilu omra lididi shavali, because it's against human nature for her to take less than her puta to be miskadeshes. So she must be saying lididi shavali. But to take less than a dinner is not against human nature. It's just lacks in the shir puta, but I don't see it's against human nature. So maybe she wants to be miskadeshes with pochas midiner. And so I don't see here any Lididi Shavali, unless she says Lididi Shavali. But if she doesn't say Lididi Shavali, I don't interpret her being Makabal Pokas Medina as Lididi Shavali. Well, if she's not saying Lididi Shavali, then I don't have a Shia dinner, and she's Aini Mekudeshes. Regardless of whether Shom, and she's Aini Mekudeshes. That's the territory of the Avnei Nezer. So now, this is the icing on the cake. Says the Avnei Nezer, it comes out, according to this, that even if it's worth a dinner, B'madai, she's not going to be even a Sofik Mekudeshes, according to Bishamah. Because even if it's worth a dinner in Madai, so I have a Torah's dinner in Madai, but I need a Shia dinner over here. And there's no Lididi Shavali, so it lacks in a Shia dinner. In Beis Hillel, where taking less than a Putta is Lididi Shavali, we interpret that as Lididi Shavali. So what am I missing? I'm missing a Torah's moment. So if it's worth a Torah's, if it's worth a Putta in Madai, I have a Torah's moment. So since I don't know, maybe it's worth a Putta in Madai, she's just suffering Kodeshes. But according to Beis Shammai, I don't have Lididi Shavali in the first place. Because taking less than a dinar is not interpreted as an act as saying l'didi shavali. If I don't have l'didi shavali, then it could be worth. Why do I care that it's worth a dinar in Madlai? Maybe it's worth a dinar on the moon. But right now over here, it's not worth a dinar. I lack in the shiur kiddushin, unless she says l'didi shavali, but she's not. Says the Navi Nezer, so it comes out that according to Beis Shammai, if she was mekadeshes with less than a dinar, it's not even kiddushin sofek. In Beis Hillel, if she's Miskadeshes with less than a prut, it's Kiddush HaSofek. Because Shem HaShov HaPrut of Mano, like the Gemara says. But in Beis Shammai, if she's Miskadeshes with less than a dinner, then even Kiddush HaSofek you don't have. So mainly what this is, the answer is the Pnei Shua's Kasha. Yeah, the Pnei Shua's Kasha from yesterday. Then what was Pnei Shua's Kasha? Taisa says, the Mishnah did this cast, the Machlekes B'Shammai, Beis Hillel, as Kuli B'Shammai. So Taisa says, why is it Kuli B'Shammai? After all, if somebody else comes along as Mekadesher, then B'Shammai L'chum. B'Shammai would say, if she was Miskadesh, it's the first time with less than a dinner. So according to B'Shammai, she's not Mekadesh, so then the Kiddush Sheni will be Taifah, so it'll come out that B'Shammai is L'chumr in Kiddush Sheni. So why is the Mishnah Jesus counted as Kuli B'Shammai? So Taisus answers, but the Mishnah was said, the Ki'ishel, the Mishnah L'chatchil was said, the Machlekes B'Shammai was said, in L'gabi Kiddush Rishon. He asked the Pnei Yeshua, how could that be? L'gabi Kiddush Rishon, it's Kiddush Sofek anyway, Shem HaShov HaDinah B'Madad. So the whole machlok is only relevant to Kiddush Sheni. That was the Pnei Shua's kasha. Yeah, Pnei Shua's a teretz, maybe it's still Mechiyah Misa. But it says the Avnei Nesi, Lefi Advarim Eilu, kasha doesn't start. The Shaila was said about Kiddush Rishon. Because according to Beis Shammai, if she was Mekabel Kiddush and Pochas Midina, she's Eina Mekudeshes at all, not even Sofik Mekudeshes. So Mele in Kiddush Rishon, B'Shammai is Taka L'Kula. According to Beis Hillel, she's Mekudeshes. If it was less than a Putu Mekudeshes, Misofek. If it was a Putu Mekudeshes, Torah is Vaday. And according to Beis Shammai, if it's less than a dinner, she's Eina Mekudeshes Klal. So Mele Ki Ishu L'Gabi Kiddush Rishon. And Mele Pnei Shua's Kasha. No, Pnei Shua doesn't have a Kasha. I've come down the day. But that's Mamash icing on the cake. Unless is what he's kind of setting out to do. But the bigger, the more fundamental thing is that he's explaining he's answering the Amin Lum's kasha in the Mishnah. How can B'Shammai say there's a Shia dinner? What happened to Ludi Shavali? So he said, no, there's no Ludi Shavali over here.
I'm going to send the Amin Nezer because if she is Darfur Litziaker, doesn't that inherently mean that Ludi Shavali?
No. Darfur Litziaker means that Rav Kana, for example, since he sometimes spends Chomer Shloim on opinion Ben, on a Sudra, so if he says Ludi Shavali, it works. But even Rav Kana, if he didn't say that he shoveli, once in a while Rav Kana would splurge, but if he got it at a good price, he would buy it at a good price. And that's Mukhuk in the Gemara. Rav Kana only had to say that he shoveli in order to take a Suda B'Chom Yisloim. But I wouldn't say, well, every time Rav Kana took a Suda B'Chom Yisloim, it's good enough, because sometimes Rav Kana would spend B'Chom Yisloim on a Suda. But if he doesn't say that he shoveli, then we look at the valuation of the Shul. It just means that Rav Kana, since he sometimes spends B'Chom Yisloim, so he's able to say that he shoveli and it means something. Whereas anybody else would be doing B'Tayla. We just look at it as not meaning anything. It's Chukka B'Tayla, we say. So it's a joke. Now, Rav Kana, it's not a joke, so you can say L'Di Shavali. Yeah. Now, Maisel, as far as L'Gufa Kushya, I thought, L'Gufa Kushya of the Avnei Miluim, I thought it may be a different thing. Take a look again at the Rang. That's why I told you to open it up, because I want to look more closely at his lashon. The man over there in Dafid Beis. Look there, again. Lefichach nearly, the yishon v'putu b'madai, kiddush ha-tereim. The kevin shi nizratze b'hem, v'shov v'putu b'ezim ochim. Ilu yodu ha-eidim shadak ha-losos putu v'oise dovar. Havel kilu omo l'di shov v'lik, n'aminu l'gavi chomish l'aim shal pidyin b'chor. So how's the Avnei Miluim translating this round? That's if it's worth a shovim putu b'madai, please tell me this. The kevin shi nisratze b'hem is shovim putu b'ezem okoim, since she's nisratze for the kiddushin, and the kiddushin is shovim putu b'madai, it has a teres momen. If the eidim know that it's darker losses putu b'ezidover and it's darker lizyaker, so it's kilu omro l'didi shovili, and therefore, it can have now the chashivas of a shir putu. So, a few things here that are bothering me in the lashon of the Ram, the way that I'm in the room is understanding. First of all, and primarily along in this line of Ilu Yodua Eidim Shadaka Losus Putta Boisibel. The way that the Emuluim is interpreting the Ran, what is this line saying? This line is saying in Ukimta, since the Ran is telling you that Shemesh Shavu Putta B'Madai is also predicated on the other leg of Lididi Shavali, because you need two things together to make the Gilushin. You need Shavu Putta B'Madai to have a Teres moment, but you also have to have Lididi Shavali, because otherwise you don't have a Shia Putta. And since the Ran and the Ches was Mechadesh, that Lididi Shavali has a condition that it has to be Dakel Yisyakir. So therefore, if Ches is Halacha, of Shemesh Shavu Putta B'Madai, we're going to have to add to it in Ukimta that it's talking about a case where the Edom know that it's Dakel Yisyakir. So the Rav Chizkiya's halacha was only true if the Edim know. So ilu yodo Edim means if the Edim know that it's Dakel Yisyakir, so then we say with the Dishavali. So first of all, if that's what the Ran is saying, so I think the Ran ought to say im yodo Edim, not ilu yodo Edim. Ilu yodo Edim is master some kind of hypothetical that's not true. The Ran should say, "Im yodu eidim shadakel yisyaker." So then, have a claim with the dishavali. What's the ilu yodu eidim? Yes, I mean, we would say it means if this is the case. That's the if of it. You know, ilu means if it happens to be that the eidim know. It's so funny, Lashon. I think it should be im yodu eidim. Im yodu eidim shadakel yisyaker. And then more deeply. It's a very peripheral point. And since we're building on the Dishavali, so we have to say that Chizkiya told me the case in Yodo Eidim. So the Ran should say that at the end. The Ran should say is what? That the way it works is the Shemesh Shavu Putta L'Madai works is because since the Shemesh Shavu Putta L'Madai, so it's the Kabbalah's Kiddushin is Kilo Omra Lidi Dishavali. And then the Ran should add, that's the case, that we have to say it's told me the case of Yodo Eidim Shadak L'Shak, because that's a condition in Lidi Dishavali. The Ran, that's like an afterthought. The Ran puts it into to his hatsav of the idea itself. Ilu yodo eidim shadak lis yakir. So have like kilo. This is a condition because ilu. Someone's all going to. It's something he needs to say in order to say his vart of lididi shavali. There's something bothersome here in the lashon. He's taking. This is a chiddush din of the Ran later, earlier on the Ches. It's not a money. The Ran has a chiddush in the Ches. You need darker lisyaker. The Ran was chaylik. The Ran holds you have to have darker lisyaker. Okay, so you want to build this gemara on the dishavali, so you should have a footnote. You know, I'm building on the dishavali, so you should know that must be talking about a case of darker lisyaker. The Ran puts it into the hatzos dvarim of the word itself. Yoga aim should darker lisyaker. Have a kilo omel the dishavali. It's kilu omel dishavali even if it's not darker l'syakir. Except the dishavali doesn't work unless it's darker l'syakir. So say the word itself. The kabbalah of kiddushin is l'dishavali, and then add b'tnai that is yodo eidim. So my hagosha is the Ran is saying something is saying different. Is saying something else. The Ran is not saying that the case of Rav Chisda is a case of Dakel Yisyakir. And it's very sus in the Ran also to say, if Chizkiya told me the case of Dakel Yisyakir, that's not what the Ran means. The Ran means something else entirely. The Ran means like this. How come you have to have Dakel Yisyakir? Why is that a condition of the Dishavali? The Ran in the Ches and the Chadash, that you can only say the Dishavali, that doesn't say in the Gemara, the Ran made it up, that he thinks that in order to say the Dishavali, you have to be somebody like Rav Kana, who's Dakel Yisyakir. But a guy who would never dream of spending Chomish Shleim on a Sudra doesn't have a right to say the Dishavali. What's the swap? Not looking at anything fancy.
It's a lie.
It has no achizim in reality. You can say anything, but it doesn't mean anything. If Rav Kana says the Dishavali, that has an achizim in reality, so Rav Kana could say the Dishavali. But you can't say the Dishavali, if it has no shaykhas, anything real. So, I think what the Ran over here is saying is that Shema Shava Putta B'Madai takes the place of Dakel Yisyakir. Because it gives her saying that the Yishavali an achiz in reality. Rav Kana's case is, but the Yishavali works because Rav Kana himself sometimes will say Chomish Shalai Manasudah. So his saying the Yishavali therefore has meaning. Over here we're not talking about a case of Dakel Yisyakir, Mechatesa that she buys tomorrow at a very, very strange of him to say that she buys tomorrow very cheap in Bubba. Gemara says that Ilu Om the Tamar, I've got exactly this. The Shil Gemara says the Tamar are very cheap, so she spends more on Tamar. Make a taste. Rav Kana spent a lot for a Sudr because Rav Kana was a Talmud Chacham and he wouldn't walk out without a Sudr. So if he didn't have a Sudr, he would pay a lot of money. Make a taste. The Mishnah told me a woman who's addicted to Tamar. That's not what he's saying. I'm not asking as a pastor. I'm saying I never dawned on him that we're talking about a case of Darkulis Yaakov. The Ran means that Shomer Puta B'Madai is as good as Darkulis Yaakov. Because Shova Puta B'Madai makes her saying that this tomorrow is worth the Puta, it gives it an achiz in reality. Because there are people who do spend the Puta on a tomorrow. People in Madai. So that makes it legitimate for her to say that it is Shovali. You see, there are people who would spend the Puta for a tomorrow. In a place of scarcity, people would spend the Puta for a tomorrow. So when she says it is Shovali, therefore it works. It's able to work. So I think he's saying like this. Ilu yodu ha'edim shadak l'zyaker. If we would have known, it's what he's saying, a hypothetical, it's like a thought experiment. He's saying, well, if she would be dark l'zyaker, then she could say to be shoveli. So now that it's shovel putu b'madai, that's just as good. And she can also say to be shoveli. Shovel putu b'madai is as good as dark l'zyaker. Yeah, so I'll tell you. Really, 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 what I believe is that you have to add a chof. And he's shekilu yodu ha'edim. Okay, that's a... I think we could do it even without, but I believe you only that we should add a chof over here. And the Ran should read, kevin shi nisratzebem, vishoven puto beizem okoim, and somewhere in the world it's worth a puto, ki'ilu yodu ha'edim shedakalos is puto beizem dover. That's as if it's dakalos yakeh. And therefore, it's havli kamal di shavli. So now it works. Also, di shavli. We can say without the chof. It's not worse than the Ran's reading. Than the Amnon's reading of the Ran. The Amnon's reading of the Ran is also very dochuk. Ilu od yod eidim. Say im yod eidim. And it's also much better now. Why he's putting this in? Because this is the predicate to the whole vort. The whole vort that you could say, that you can say with the shavli when a shomer put to the madai is because there's a concept of darkulis yakin. That's why I need shema shomer put to the madai. The reason why I need shema shomer put to the madai is because otherwise I lack in darkulis yakin.
Is it really so wrong that Milo's read is that it's not just that it's kilo she said to be shoveli, it's as if she said to be shoveli with the could have just said this Iliyadu Eden later because
just an afterthought. It's not the main event. The main event is that you have the Dishavali with Sir Shomer put the Bamada and now it all works. Then footnote, the Fima Shakasati Lael, they only say the Dishavali in a case of Dakhlis Yaker, so we'll have to say in a Kimta this is also talking about a case of Dakhlis Yaker. The way I'm saying this is the vod. The vod is that Shema Shomer put the Bamada makes it Dakhlis Yaker.
But maybe the Ran's focusing on Havikilu Amra the Dishavali, like you say by the Chamish Shlaim, that actually works.
That what?
He continues that actually works.
That's a very smart that it works with the shovel either. I added that you have to have an ukimto of yodo eidim. So you're also going to have that ukimto. So that's not the main thing. But kids, so there's a few revachim here. The revach says in the language of the Rav. I understand the lashon of ilu. I mean, I'm adding kilu, but even without the kilu, it's a hypothetical. It's not im yodo eidim that this halacha is only true im yodo eidim. It's not talking about Yodo Eden. It means if the Eden would have known that his Dakhlis Yaakov would work, so now Shavashu put the Bamadi works for the same reason. And now I understand why he puts this into the whole pitch of the Vart. It's not an afterthought. This is the Vart. Shavashu put the Bamadi works because it makes it like Dakhlis Yaakov. So that's fundamental to everything he's trying to say. And by the way, I think there's another remnant here as well. Because the way that Avnei Miluim read the Ran, the whole Havon of the Gemara is built on the idea that you can't say the Dishavali unless than a Shavu Putu. Otherwise, I wouldn't need Shavu Putu B'Mada. I need Shavu Putu B'Mada. The only reason why I need... the way that Avnei Miluim is reading the Ran, let's just backtrack here. The way that Avnei Miluim read the Ran, why do you have to have... It's talking about a case of you have the Dishavali and it's Darkulis Yaker. So stop right there. It's the Dishavali. When she takes the Kiddushin's Dishavali, and it's talking about a case of Darkulis Yaker. So why do I need Shema Shavu? Why do I need Shema Shavu Putu B'Mada? Quint Avnei Miluim is reading. So what did Avnei Miluim say? Because the Haran is the Shitosari. That unless than Shavu Putu, you don't say the Dishavali. Right? But the Ran only said that in Davches, but how is Efshar? The Ran wasn't sure about it in Davches. He said, maybe you only say that he shoveli if it's less than a, you don't say that he shoveli unless than a putta. And he said, and he goes on even further, and he says, and even if you do, the edim have to know it. So you see, the Ran's not so sure about it. The Ran has it sad that maybe you do say that he shoveli unless than a shovel putta. How can he not be sure about it? It's muchuk in the Gemara and Dafyud Beis. The Gemara and Dafyud Beis says shemesh shovel putta b'mali, and it's talking about a case of the di shoveli. So why do you need shovel putta b'mali? The answer is because less than a shavu putta, you don't say, you need a teres moment. Less than a shavu putta, you don't say the dishavali. No, so you have a fair shikamar and dafid base, that less than a shavu putta, you don't say the dishavali. So how come in the round of Ranam, Dafches has only said it, but there are chesher, and he wasn't so sure, and didn't bring any rais? And you see, he's not so sure. He's into taste, and maybe you do say the dishavali if the Adam know that she's darkulis yak. The way I'm learning, the Ranam over here has nothing to do with the lack of, the way I'm learning, the Ran over here has nothing to do with the issue of whether you can say the dishavali unless than a shavu putta. Maybe you could say the dishavali unless than a shavu putta. The Ran is not addressing that. The Ran is saying a different word. But to say the dishavali, you certainly need darkulis yakir. That the Ran was sure about in Dafches. You need darkulis yakir. This woman is not darkulis yakir. She doesn't go out and buy tomorrow with the fur putta. So what is the Gemara? So how does it work? The Teretz is that's for that. I need shem shavu putta b'mada. So it's bechal independent of the Ran and Dafka. We don't have to be nochas the Ran about less than a shavu putta. I think it's very gishmaki read in the Ran. If that's true, if I'm correct, then Daphne Balloon's kasha goes away. What was Daphne Balloon's kasha? Balloon's kasha was. Mainly in Beis Hillel, less than a putta doesn't have a teres moment. But in Beis Shammai, less than a dinner has a teres moment. So why? And the Kabbalah said Kiddushin is Lidi Shavali, and it's talking about Darkulis Yakir. So less than a Shavu dinner should be Mukadesh's Vaday. Who cares what it is in Maday? It has a teres moment, less than a dinner has a teres moment, and she's saying Lidi Shavali, and the Mishnah is talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. So Ma Mikre Zeh Chosr, what's missing over here? She should be going Mukadesh's Teres Vaday. The answer is we're not talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. That Davni Melun made up because he thought that's what the Ran is saying. Ilu Yod Eidim, that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chizda. They're talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. They're not talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. That's very unusual of Kana with the Sutta. That's not the normal case. The normal case is that if something's not worth a dinner or if something's not worth a put, it's not worth a dinner for anybody. It's not worth a dinner for her either. But there's a new idea that if it's Shabbat dinner b'madai, then it's ke'ilu, it's darkulis yakir. That's true if it's Shabbat dinner b'madai. But we don't know that it's Shabbat dinner b'madai. Maybe it's not Shabbat dinner b'madai. Maybe it has no achiz in reality. So they should not mukadesh the Torah's vade. Yeah, she mukadesh the Torah's sofik. That the Gemara says, obik tushu vade, obik tushu sofik. But a vade kudush and a vade you don't have. If it's not worth a dinner b'madai, then there's no lididi shavili. Because it's not talking about a case of darkulis yakir. What was Davin Lulun's kasha? Davin Lulun's kasha was based on his havana. Davin Lulun understood the Ran says you need two things. You need shavu putta b'madai plus lididi shavu. That says in Ran. I also agree. That's what it says in Ran. The question is why do you need those two things? What's the interplay between those two things? So Davin Lulun's havana is you need shavu putta b'madai because otherwise you don't have a teres moment, and you need lididi shavu because otherwise you don't have a shir putta. So that's the addition over here. Shavu putta b'mada gives me teres mamon. Lididi shavali gives me a shir putta. Yes, the Avnei Miluim. But in Beis Shammai, when Beis Shammai say you need a dinner, that's nothing to do with teres mamon. Less than dinner, it has a teres mamon anyway. That's just a shir dinner. So if it's just a shir dinner, so less than a dinner, but the Kabbalah's HaKiddushin is lididi shavali. When she takes the less than a dinner, she's saying lididi shavali. So let it be Mekudesh Teres Vade. Elamai, maybe you'll say, but we're not talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. But it's Mukhuk in the Gemara that we are talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir, because the Gemara compares the Mishnah to Rav Chisda. The Gemara asked the Rav Chisda from the Mishnah, said, Habik Dushi Vade, Habik Dushi Sofik. Obviously, the Gemara must be assuming that the Mishnah is talking about a case or is including a case of Darkulis Yakir. So the Mishnah is talking about Darkulis Yakir. If it's Darkulis Yakir and Kabbalah's Pokas Medina is Lididi Shavali, then that gives me a shir dinner. So why do I need putta? Who cares what it's? So why do I have to even worry? I don't have to worry. It's nothing to do with Madai. Right now, she's saying with Yishavali, it's talking about a case of Darkulis Yakir. So she'd be every woman who is Makabal Pokas me dinner, since that Kabbalah is as if she's saying with Yishavali, she should be Miskadesh, but there is Vabit. So the Avni Nezer said a very nice terrace that it's not a Lidishavli because taking less than a dinner doesn't is not interpreted as an act of Lidishavli. That happens to be a good terrace too. But I'm saying the way I'm reading the Ran, the Kasha doesn't start. Because I'm learning the Ran that the Tzira for the two Svaras in the Ran, why he has to have Shavu Putu B'madai plus Lidishavli, not like Lav Nimulum, I need Shavu Putu B'madai for the terrace moment, and I need Lidishavli because I need to have a Shia Putu. Saying much less fancy. The Ran, the whole Ran is talking about Lidishavli. The way Lididi Shavali works, but it works on condition that it has an achiz in reality that he's darker les yaker. Rav Kahana is darker les yaker. We're not normally talking about cases of darker les yaker. Rav Kahana is the unusual case. We're not normally talking about a case of darker les yaker. The Mishnah not talking about darker les yaker. Rav Chizkiah not talking about darker les yaker. It's a tomorrow. Nobody's darker les yaker in tomorrow to buy for a putah. And that's why you need Shem of Shavu Putu B'Madai. You need Shem of Shavu Putu B'Madai because the Shavu Putu B'Madai is the equivalent of Darkalis Yakir. It makes her be Shavuli grounded in reality. There are people who pay a Putu for tomorrow. So it's all Svaris Lidhi Shavuli. If it's Shavu Putu B'Madai, so then we consider it Ke'ilu Omro. It's Ke'ilu Yodo Eidim Shadakalis Yakir. And therefore, she's able to say the Dishavali, and the Kabbalah's Kedushin we interpret as the Dishavali, and the Kabbalah's Kedushin will go through. But if it's not worth a dinner, if it's not worth a putin madai, and she's certainly not Dakhali as Yaker, then there's no Dishavali. Well, that's just as true according to Beis Shammai. If it's not worth a dinner in madai, then her saying the Dishavali dinner is meaningless, because people don't normally pay a dinner for something that's not worth a dinner. Except in the strange case of Rav Kahana, which is not the normal case in the Mishnah or the Gemara. So Memela, if it's not worth a dinner in Madai, when she's Makabel less than a dinner, even if she says it in Shavali, so what? But it has no achiz in reality. So she's Einu Mekudeshes. Shema Shavu Putu B'Madai. In Echanami, we have to be Chayish. Shema Shavu Putu B'Madai. So Kiddush Yisofik you'll have. That's true anyway. The Gemara says in Beis Hillel that less than a Putu has Kiddush Yisofik. But the Mishnah told me Kiddush Yisofik. The Mishnah told me Kiddush Yivadai. Says Beis Shammai, less than a dinner is not Kiddush Yivadai. Because it may be Lididi Shavali. But Lididi Shavali doesn't work. Unless it's either Darkul is Yaker, which we're not talking about, or if it's Shavu Dina B'Madai. And we don't know that it's Shavu Dina B'Madai, so Kiddush Yivadai, you don't have. This one, add one to Kudum. In a way, this belongs to Daf Yibay, so I'm sure of Shavu Putu B'Madai, but I'm not so scientific. You know, I had the word today, so I'm not telling the word today. The way I'm learning, the Ran really is not addressing the issue of less than a Shavu Putu not having a Teres Momen, and that the Shavu doesn't work less than a Putu. That's not the agenda of the Ran. According to Avni Milum, that's the agenda of the Ran. That's what Shavu Putu B'Madai does for me. I'm learning that's not what the Ran is saying. Shavu Putu B'Madai is Kilo Omra, is Kilo Yodo Eim Shadakal is Yaakov. The Ran is not addressing the issue of is the Shavu in less than a Putu or is it not the Shavu in less than a Putu. And I think that's very geschmack, because the Meis in Daf Ches, the Ran wasn't sure about that voice. So how can you make that the linchpin of what he's saying over here? If in Daf Ches it was just a swirl that he's entertaining, but it's not really what he holds for sure. So I think that's a right on what I'm saying. But it opens up the question, according to that side of the Ran in Daf Ches, that you don't say the Dishavali and Pokus Mishav Puto, so how over here in this tomorrow do you say the Dishavali if Lameis over here it's not worth the Shavu Puto? And unless in the Shavu Puto you don't say the Dishavali. That is a question. The Ran does have a tzad that Lidi Shavali needs a Shavu Putu, and this tomorrow is not worth the Shavu Putu. So what does it help Lidi Shavali? And Ki'ilu Yodo Eidim Shadakal Is Yaker and so on. But at the end of the day, it's not worth the Putu, and unless than a Shavu Putu, you don't say Dakal Is Yaker. According to Avni Milum, that's not a question. Or maybe according to Avni Milum, it's also a question, except according to Avni Milum, it's a question that the Ran addresses. And that's what Shavu Putu B'Madai does for me. But according to me, that's not what Shavu Putu B'Madai does for me at all. So how does Shavu Putu B'Madai is just the equivalent of Dakhil Is Yaakov? But Dakhil Is Yaakov doesn't work on less than a Shavu Putu, and here it's worth less than a Shavu Putu. So on that side, on the round of Daf Ches, how do we understand the Gemara over here? So Yicholani Loimar, I could answer that maybe for that Shavu Putu B'Madai will also work. That's just not what the Rana is saying. In other words, maybe Daphne Milum is right, but it's not what the Rana is saying. But we'll say it anyway. We'll say it on our own. And that's sad, that you have to have a terrorist moment. And you don't say that he's shoveling and something doesn't have a teres mamon. So the answer is, if in Mali it's with the puto, then that gives me a teres mamon. That's not what the Ran is. That's not how the Ran's explaining the Gemara Shema Shema Puta B'Madai, because the Ran's not so sure about the whole Shema Puta issue altogether. So Pshat and Shema Shema Puta B'Madai in the Gemara is because it gives me Darkulis Yaker. It's Ki'ilu Darkulis Yaker. But you're asking me a kasha, but what about the Teres Mammon? What about that side of the Fchez? You need a Teres Mammon? So for that, we could say that Puta B'Madai gives me a Teres Mammon. It's the Svar of Namilu. We'll say it anyway. We'll say that Svar, even though we won't read it into the Ran. But I'm not so happy about that, because it is a fundamental issue, and then the Ran ought to address it. So I think a different answer, and this is what I've made mostly. So, what's Hakav Shat in the Ran and Def Ches? That unless in a shover puto, we don't say we did the shover. So Ka'omer, the Anilum understands, because it doesn't have a Teres Mammon. With the shover, you can't make nothing into something. You have something that has a Teres Mammon. It's not a Chomish Shloim that the shover works. But to take less than a shavu puto, which doesn't have a teres mamon at all, the shavli can't give something that does not have a teres mamon to give it a teres mamon. That's how the Nevi'im understands the idea of this condition that you have to have a shavu puto. But I want to suggest maybe that's not the pshat at all. That's a very fancy pshat. Maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the Ran just means like this. The Ran means that to say, you know, Shavli has to have an achiz in mitzvahs, right? That's why you have to have Dr. Lizyak. The Ran is saying, but if you have something that's worth three shloim, but if kind of darkly that it takes it for chamish shloim, so that kind of Lidi Shavli, since it's based, first of all, on the facts of Kana's life, so that kind of Lidi Shavli we could see as being real. He really does sometimes pay chamish shloim for gimel shloim, for a sudu. So we validate that kind of Lidi Shavli. Says the Ran, but maybe if it's not even worth a puto, which means it's negligible, it's damage negligible by people. So then, even if this guy says Lidi Shavali, and even if he sometimes pays a puto for such a thing, that Lidi Shavali we would say is a chukh. A person pays money for something that's not even beis shavan, that people don't give it a chashiva, don't look at it as having chashiva's mammon at all, and this guy pays mammon for it. That Lididi Shavli is bottle and bottle. It's the bottle that it's a kolodim. People don't even think it has a Torah's moment at all, that it has a Shabbos at all, and he pays money for it. Maybe that kind of, you know, it's a hemshich. The Ran is a hemshich. First, the Ran says that the Shavli has to have an achiz in the Ran of Ches. It has to have an achiz in reality. It has to really be Dakel Yisyakir. And then he says, and it could be that even then, to say Lididi Shavli and a pachas mishover puto, when by you it's worth a puto, even if it's Dakel Yisyakir, maybe that's a bridge too far. That's a Lidi Shavli that's divorced from reality. If that's true, then I think it's very easy to say that that's when you're talking about a guy who's darkly lihisyaker. So a darkly lihisyaker of less than a shavu puto, that this guy pays a puto for less than a shavu puto, that doesn't count as darkly lihisyaker. That's not called it's rooted in reality. So he's an idiot. He pays for nothing. He gives money for something that's not worth money to anybody at all. But if it's worth a put in madai, that and the Ran is mechadish me over here that roots in reality his lidi shavali, because he says that she says this tomorrow is worth to me a puta, and that's not divorced from reality, because there are people in the world that pay a puta for this tomorrow. So that kind of lidi shavali would work even on a tomorrow that's not worth a shavu puta, because in madai it is worth a shavu puta. That's not bot l'daito. All the people in Madri aren't bot l'daito. What's we're saying? And the Ches Ran is saying that if you have some guy and he pays, he's darkly that he pays a puto for less than a shavu puto, so bot l'daito is a kalab. I don't look at that as a valid shavali at all. But here the Ran is mechadish, that even if he himself never pays a puto for a tomorrow, but if there's a medina where they pay a puto for a tomorrow, then that's a valid shavali. That's just as valid shavali. So here already you can't ask, but it's less than a shavu puto, so botla daitam. What botla daitam? Madai is botla daitam. In madai, tomorrow is with the puto because they don't have so many tomorrow. That's not botla daitam. That's a varugul lidi shavu. So Melo, the Ran doesn't have to misyachas to the issue in Davches. The issue in Davches was about pochus mishavu puto. The Ran's not sure about it. That suffix there in Davches was a suffix in how far we go with darkul isyaker. Does darkul isyaker work for a guy who's darkly his yaker on less than a shavu puto? Ran says maybe that's a real, that's an absurd kind of dialectic sacket. He pays a put on an Enishav put stuff. Bottom put. Here in Dafyut Beis, Ran's not does not address that at all. He's not even sure about it in Dafches, but it's not even relevant over here because here we're not talking about a person who's actually dialectic sacket in the Tamar. She doesn't buy Tamar for a puta. The issue in Dafyut Beis is the Ran is mechadish that Shomer puta b'made is the equivalent of dialectic sacket because it gives the Levi Shavuli an achiz in reality. There really are people who pay a tamara for a puta. So when she says that he shavu for it's not bottle of mavut. So for the Levinians, say, what do I care if over here the tamara is not worth their puta? But the Levi shavu is that a mali it is worth their puta, and that's not bottle daitum. So that has nothing to do with the Ran of Davches. That's a vada good Levi shavu. That's what the Ran is saying. So the kids of the maid, this is, and we'll cover that again. I don't even know how to summarize. But, so why should I bother? That's the anyway, right, we're out of time. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we're going out of the Tosfos about the Shavu Kesef to Kesef. So you see the Tosfos, see the Mashal on the Tosfos, which has a lot of important Torahs. And then you see the other Yishayim, the Ramban and the Ritva. There's also Shita Lenei Lemi at the beginning of Daf Chesem and Aleph, that you also could either see eventually. But that's already a ways off. But, we're going to first work through the Tosfos. Has the taste, we'll have to work out, and then we'll go to the Ramban and the Ritva and the Shittim later, and we all three basically all one people, but with some permutations. Okay.